Komoiawa Tamanui, France and Tine, and this is your Wātea English News. Labour's Māori campaign coordinator says there's room for improvement in the Electoral Commission's assistance to Māori voters. Willie Jackson says questions around accessibility and opportunities for Māori to vote get raised at every election. He says it shouldn't be so hard for people to exercise their rights.
You know, we've got just over 3 weeks left in terms of this election, and we've got a bit of time to try and get this in order. It's important that our people get an opportunity to exercise their democratic rights.
Only 15 kaupapa Māori polling stations are being set up where voters can get advice in te reo Māori. And there's also questions about whether every polling station will have access to the Māori electoral rolls. Also, Nationals health spokesperson Shane Detti is refusing to give Labour credit for improvement in hospital waiting list. Health Minister Aisha Verrill says all areas have now cleared those waiting more than 3 years. And in Auckland, the list of people who have waited over a year for elective surgery is down to zero, with other hospital areas working hard to catch up. Dr. Detti says when National handed over in 2017, there were only 1,000 people waiting more than 4 months for a first specialist assessment, whereas there are now more than 50,000.
And there's a number of reasons for that, including a COVID contribution, of course, but also policy decisions made by the government which have contributed to the waiting lists that we have. So they need to own that. They need to take responsibility for that. And there's any number of reasons, including removing the focus on targets and so forth.
Minister Verrill says Dr. Detti and the National Party needed to assure New Zealand it would fund the health system properly rather than the austerity approach it took when last in power. On other news, a recycling project that turns foil packets into survival blankets is offering some relief to the homeless and rawakore across Aotearoa. Chip Packet Project National Coordinator Tarina Griffith says the idea came during lockdown in 2021, when people may have been eating more chips and wondering what to do with the extra wrappers. Experiments with a bit of heat and wooden chopping block proved they could easily be reconstituted and turned into a range of products. She says the project now collects wrappers from 29 collection points and turns out a range of thermal products, including blankets, pillows and ground rolls for people in the street, or those in cars, garages and substandard housing.
Chip Packet Project cannot guarantee a good night's sleep, but we can guarantee you a warm night's sleep. It is one small space that we can offer support and help to our hurting communities.
While Auckland rough sleepers can probably do with a survival blanket, the project to make wider blankets for Wellington and a pouch for South Island cities that will fit a sleeping bag. And that's your Wātea English News.